It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Today, we're going to go in-depth about a project over at Salmon Harbor, the Salmon Harbor Marina in Winchester Bay. County government putting out information about this a few days ago, and we thought we'd go in-depth and kind of explain more about it. County Commissioner Chris Boysen and Harbor Master Jim Zimmer, thanks for coming in, for both of you.
And we're glad to be here.
Thank you.
So, Jim, first of all, I'm curious just how long you've been a Harbor Master.
I started with the county August of 2020, and that's my first opportunity to be a Harbor Master.
And so what kind of background did you have that led up to that?
Oh, I was a 20-year Coast Guard career. I worked at in management at Fred Wall Marine Construction, so I've kind of got boats and done some RVing, and it seemed to be a good fit.
Well, this is a really interesting project, Chris. The more I read through this, kind of talk about maybe the beginning. Where did this idea come from to do this, what you're calling a milestone dredging project?
Sure. So, you know, I think it's pretty common knowledge that dredging has to be done in coastal ports. And we've been budgeting money for what we hope to have maybe a biannual dredging program for many years. We've had a real hard time finding dredging contractors or being able to piggyback off of other dredging projects in order to get the dredging done in an affordable manner. We actually missed an opportunity similar to this last year because we didn't have the permitting and contracts in place ahead of time. And it was very frustrating for both Jim and I. And so Jim essentially took the bull by the horns and decided that he was going to not let that happen again and start the ball rolling to get to create an opportunity for us to piggyback off of the federal contract. The Army Corps of Engineers comes in and dredges the federal channel, and Jim was wise enough to understand that if we could get those folks who had that contract to do our dredging while they were there, we could save a considerable amount of money in mobilization and demobilization costs of the equipment, which, like I said, we tried to do that last year, but we just missed it. So Jim spent a year basically working on this portion of the plan in order to make what happened over there this month a reality.
So over the years, I had a lot of conversations with Congressman Peter DeFazio as he would be trying to get federal funds for dredging in different areas. So explain, though, when those take place, you've got federal, like you mentioned, a federal channel, but then you've got lands the county deals with. That doesn't help the county, right?
Yeah, and so basically the federal channel goes up the river and it also goes into the port, but it really just, is, for lack of better terms, sort of the center of the channel getting in and out of the harbor. And for us, you know, we're more concerned around the entire acreage of the basin, including around all of the boat docks that are inside the basin. And there's a sediment buildup that occurs there over the years from two things. There's a creek that actually runs into the harbor, and then there's sediment that settles in there from the floodwaters that come down in the wintertime. And after that builds up over a period of time, we actually can be in situations during low tide events where we have boats in the harbor that are actually sitting on the bottom of the marina, which is not ideal. So dredging is a normal thing. It has to occur on a regular basis. And we're just, this is kind of phase one of a multifaceted plan that I've developed in order to sort of put dredging, the control of dredging the harbor into our own hands and have a long-term plan that's considerably less money that also has some added financial benefits if we're able to accomplish it. So it's all, this was one piece of a big plan that we were fortunate enough to make come to fruition.
Well, it sounds like a very complex process with a lot of things that kind of had to get done in a certain order to make it happen.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, Jim became aware of the situation probably in reality before he was the harbor master, so was aware of it, but began working on it really as soon as he came to work for us, and he was able to put together a meeting with all of the agencies involved and some engineers that we have on contract that help us navigate the permitting process, and you know, along with his budget that he proposes every year for the harbor, setting aside funds and working with the Port of Umpqua to have them contribute some money where it was made sense for them to do so, and sort of brought all the players together and worked real hard in order to make this happen, and he deserves all the credit.
So, Jim, how many other agencies or levels of government, et cetera, did you have to interface with to get all this done?
Well, our first meeting, we started in, I think, June of 2021, and we had a put together a meeting at the Marina Activity Center over in at the Winchester Bay RV Resort. And we ended up with, there was representatives from ODFW, Department of State Lands, National Marine Fisheries, I believe.
Army Corps,
yeah. Almost forgot them, but they're the key player.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the key players in getting the permit put together. You do a joint permit application that goes to the Army Corps, and then they send it out. Rather than having to fill out an application for each agency, the joint permit application, it gets sent out to all the agencies, and then it all gets combined at the end.
Somehow I sense that this is lots of pages of work.
The permit binder is...
Well, there, you've just explained it. If you have a binder for the permit, then it's like a book size.
I want to say it's close to 1,000 pages.
Oh, my.
And that includes, you know, your plan. So you have to do some engineering. You do a survey in advance to see how much sediment you have to remove. And then you have to do sediment evaluation. You have to determine what composes that sediment, what it's composed of, and so that they can determine where it's safe to dispose of it. Because naturally you don't want to take, you know, contaminated sediment and then dump it out in the ocean somewhere else if, you know, it's not, doesn't meet the guidelines. But
yeah, that seems really complex. And also just to get through and get all of this done, I mean, this is what, a two-year process?
Yeah, it took us about 18 months, I suppose, to get the initial permit put together. And it took us a little longer because we did what's called an individual permit, which is good for 10 years rather than a standard three-year permit. So, because we're trying to develop a maintenance program, not a short term, but a long range. So we opted for the tougher to get permit, but it gives us more leeway in the future.
Well, and Chris, you talked about this being really a long-term look, that here, if we can go down this road, a lot of things will be improved at the end, but it's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, and the idea there really, Kyle, is it's sort of a brainchild of mine, but one of the biggest expenses that we have in dredging is the current permit allows for a clamshell style dredge, which is on a crane and it just goes down, scoops up mud from the bottom and picks it up and puts it on a barge. And the barge dewaters that to some degree, where the water runs back off and it sort of contains the mud and the gravel and the debris that was in the bottom of the harbor. But the expensive part is that barge has to be drug with a tug 3 miles out into the ocean and then dumped at a predetermined disposal site that's in the ocean and then brought back. So there's a 6 mile round trip with a barge and a tugboat in order to dispose of each barge full of material. And that part is very expensive. And we have areas within the harbor today that are adjacent to the RV resort that are currently water, that don't need to be water. In other words, boats don't travel there. There's no plans for docks there. What I would like to do is to build a retaining wall along those areas and get a suction dredge that we own. So there's no mobilization, demobilization costs. We've already spec'd it out and we have a bid for it, or a quote, I should say. And this is something that Requires very little manpower. It floats in the harbor. It attaches to four points on the harbor. You can program it so it goes out there kind of like a Roomba and does its own thing. And it sucks the material up from the bottom of the harbor using a vacuum type system. And then you can deposit the dredge spoils on site wherever you want to. And so the idea is to take the material that's being deposited in the bottom of the harbor and backfill in behind these retaining walls and essentially create more buildable real estate there out of dredge spoils. And a lot of folks don't know that what is part of what's currently existing in the harbor today that has the RV resort built on it is dredge spoils. So there's an opportunity to save the cost of having to transport that material out into the ocean and actually create some extremely high valuable real estate within the harbor, expand the current RV resort, which is really the breadwinner of the whole organization over there and keeps the whole thing financially fluent, and just continue to improve that situation in the future.
So how much does this piece of equipment cost?
I think the quote that we got for the dredge that we're looking for is about $250,000. And it's about the size of a pickup truck. It floats and, like I said, has four winches, on one on each corner that attach to the bank or whatever, anchor points. And then you program it, and it just moves itself around the harbor and does its thing. It's an unmanned type of a situation. It's pretty efficient.
All right, more when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249. Lars Larson coming up at 1 on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program. We're going to talk to a local teacher, a regional teacher of the year for this part of Oregon. Jessica Norton teaches at Coffinbury Middle School. She recently got that award, in fact, last week, and she'll be with us on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Chris Boyce and a Harbor Master Jim Zimmer in this afternoon talking about the dredging project over at Salmon Harbor. And as you, Jim, as you look at the potential, as you looked ahead to the potential, you probably knew you had a lot of work ahead.
Yeah, I think it was pretty obvious that it was going to be a challenge. And we're only, like Commissioner Boyce mentioned, this is just the first step. And we got moved, removed sediment from the area of the commercial fishing fleet, which is, they're pretty major contributors to our local economy. So that's our first step, and now we're looking at a beneficial use project, which will be it'll be a process to get that involved. But I think we did two engineering studies that both determined that the most efficient way for us to dredge is to use this small dredge and be able to handle it in-house. So that's our next step, is trying to put that together.
Well, and with being able to do it in-house and having this 10-year permit, you've gone through a long process now, but it seems like it really helps things out looking ahead.
Yes, and that was the outcome of that first meeting, is we took that big project, you know, this is what we'd like to do, and it will accomplish two different things, and then we broke it up into what needed to be done immediately and then what we could do long-term.
And what about obstacles along the way in getting this done?
It was kind of challenging because, as Commissioner Boyce mentioned, we went out for bid as soon as we got a permit, like the same month we went out for bid, middle of summer. We got a variance because we're allowed to do our in-water work from November to January. Well, we got a variance to be able to do it in July when the Army Corps typically does theirs. Well, the Army Corps wasn't scheduled to come into the harbor, so we went out for bid, and all the contractors, they were already booked up with Army Corps work, so we got no bids. Then we thought, okay, let's try doing this again in our in-water work period in November. Well, as you can imagine, hauling sediment offshore in the middle of winter is rather challenging. So our bids came in really high. It was just to get the equipment on site was $500,000. So we opted to regroup. We heard that the Army Corps was going to have funding available to dredge a federal channel, and we opted to try and piggyback off of them.
So, Chris, ultimately, how much did all this cost to get it done?
It was, what, 203?
Well,
I think I got the exact number written down right here, actually. It was $203,352.
That's a whole lot less than $500,000 just to get some equipment there.
Yeah. Yeah, original bids that we got back were, let's just say, not affordable. So,
was there a point in the middle of this when you got those type of bids where you looked around and went, maybe this isn't going to happen?
Yeah, I don't think we ever were discouraged to the point where we didn't think it was going to happen. We just knew that we had to find a different way. And we also knew going in that we had options, you know, that we had different opportunities based on there's actually a dredge that the state of Oregon bought that I think now the is in Coos Bay that we could have rented, leased, whatever, used. There's this option that we ultimately ended up going with. There's purchasing our own dredge was still on the table, which is still part of our long-term plan. So we knew that we had different ways that we could accomplish it. But like Jim said, the main thing is we have a long-term plan, but we knew that the immediate need was to do this section of the harbor. And that's really what happened is we didn't do the whole harbor. We did the important work first, which was in and around what we call the breakwater dock, which houses our commercial fishing fleet, makes the biggest impact on the local economy for sure. That was the priority. And now we shift gears and start working on a maintenance plan that will keep the entire harbor in good shape all the time.
So, Jim, my understanding is this really began in terms of the actual project work at the start of September. How many days did it take to get this done?
I believe our part of the project, they came in the East Basin and worked on the federal channel first and then did our project. I think it was about 6 days for our project.
And what kind of level of sediment got removed in that period of time?
A little over 10,000 yards.
Is this using the barge and going out into the ocean?
Yes, it was.
So how many trips is that?
Our part was probably around 10 trips. It seems like I was looking at their trip reports, and it seems like they get right around 1,000 yards per barge load.
And so, I don't know much about barges, but it occurs to me they don't tend to move real fast, right?
No. Yeah, and just, you know, put that in perspective. The dump trucks that you see running around the community hauling loads of rock are 10-yard dump trucks. So we essentially removed 1,000 dump truck loads of material from just around the commercial fishing dock inside the harbor. That was our piece of the work.
Wow. So, Jim, talk about what's ahead for this.
Well, we've been working with the Coast Guard. They're going to do a project at one of our other, what we call our transient dock for the commercial fishing fleet, so that we have a deep water end that in the wintertime, the commercial crabbers will come and tie up. And so we're going to try to piggyback off the Coast Guard's project to get a little dredging done there. And then we're going to start moving forward for the to permit up for the beneficial use program project.
So, Chris, we've got about a minute left. What's your long-term hope for all this?
Well, I think what we want to do is we want to keep the harbor dredged in perpetuity so that we don't get in a spot like we've been in now where it hasn't been done for 20 years and we got boats sitting in the bottom of the basin. We also want to make it as financially efficient as we can. And then if possible, you know, realize the side benefit of creating more commercial real estate there in the harbor that eventually generates revenue to help pay for all this into the future.
And what have you seen with all the work that's done so far? Are you seeing more tourists coming into the area?
The overall outcome of the work that we're doing over there has been fantastic. It's being talked about not only nation but worldwide. Our visitors can see that we've got a first-class facility there and continues to improve. And the financial impact that it's making for the county and lessening the burden for the taxpayer has really been the main goal, and it's happening.
All right, County Commissioner Chris Boyce, Harbor Master Jim Zimmer, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.